listener production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. A new survey has been launched to gauge how safe we feel on Victoria's roads. Known as My Country Road, it's being conducted by the RACV. Head of Policy at RACV, James Williams, says the survey will be open for the next 6 weeks.
My Country Road is a great opportunity for motorists to have their say about the state of the roads in Victoria. We have seen a lot of flood damage and extreme weather damage over the last 12 months, and this is an opportunity for motorists to have their say.
The survey is also being used to examine barriers to electric vehicle uptake in the regions. Good news around the Broken River and Broken Creek, with blue-green algae warnings lifted by Goulburn Murray Water. Despite the move, they say they'll be keeping a close eye on conditions and testing the water. Are you a student looking to the future or a seasoned worker keen on a career change? Well, the Gippsland Jobs Expo is on today with around 40 businesses registered to attend. Latrobe Mayor Darren Howe says traditionally, the Latrobe Valley's jobs have been centred around coal and timber.
As we're phasing out of them over the next 20 years, we do need to find new jobs and new businesses for the region. So good idea to come along and have a look and see what there might be there that you're interested in.
And plenty of excitement for music lovers around Shepparton, with the 2024 Soundtracks event going ahead at the Star Bowl Arcade. Major events team leader Charlene Putman from Shepparton Council walks us through what we'll see.
They're going to have a range of artists from groovy bluesy tones to rappers to DJs, all undertaking a huge event inside the Star Bowl as well as out in the back car park and activating that space.
The event gets underway on Saturday, April 6. Soundtracks will then go from Melbourne up to Echuca and then Rochester from the 19th to the 21st. A successful City Cup for the Goulburn Valley Suns youngsters, the under-13s snagging the win over North Geelong Warriors, while the under-11s also managed a win against Casey Kings. And the Gippsland Stars take on City West Falcons tonight at 7 p.m.